Donald Trump gave an over hour and a half long acceptance speech last night at the RNC, the Republican National Convention. The longest acceptance speech in the history of politics. And now officially is the Republican nominee for president, who's going to face off against whoever the Democrats eventually decide is going to be his opponent in November. That's a topic for a whole other video, because sadly, old Joe's days as the leading Democrat candidate for president may be numbered. But we're praying for old Joe. You hang in there, Joe. You can do it. But before we get into the convention, the liberty media meltdown over Donald Trump's rising popularity, and their disappointment that he's thankfully still alive, you may be interested to know that my new Fight for Trump shirt is now available in my online store, markdice.com, or click the link in the description below. And you can save 20% off of anything this weekend by using the promo code HEATWAVE20 at the checkout. I know, it's a lame promo code. I didn't come up with it. My t-shirt distributor did, and they're offering it to everybody that they partner with this whole weekend. So use it to save 20% off of this fantastic shirt or any of my awesome designs at markdice.com. Click the link in the description below and check them out. But shortly before Donald Trump took the stage, MSNBC was mocking the lineup of speakers because, in their view, there were no mainstream Hollywood celebrities who were household names.
Republicans have never, with all due respect to all Republicans and former Republicans, have never been at the sort of front of the cultural vanguard, right? But the atrophy on that level, and to just be in this bunker of cultural insignificance is again, golf pros from Trump Doral, they can't get anybody who is part of mainstream culture to be a part of this showcase this evening.
Apparently, they've never heard of Hulk Hogan, who, despite being 70 years old now, still hasn't lost his touch.
But what happened last week when they took a shot at my hero? And they tried to kill the next president of the United States. Enough was enough. And I said, let Trumpomania run wild, brother. Let Trumpomania rule again. Let Trumpomania make America great again.
Oh, yes.
While every normal American was absolutely thrilled, of course, MSNBC was scared.
Well, it's almost a night not to be believed, right? All week long, we keep hearing how things are going to be toned down and the temperature is going to tone down and unity. And then Hulk Hogan, the Hulkster, took the stage talking about criminals and scumbags, and they're going to get it when the Trumpsters show in, followed by Franklin Graham. And just moments ago, you mentioned it. It almost was like a Disney on Ice experience. Former First Lady Melania Trump made her way in.
Yes, they were extremely upset that Melania Trump was there because they had thought by now that they had completely ruined her life. When Trump first took the stage last night, he was in a different tone than we're used to hearing from him, undoubtedly having been humbled by having his life nearly snatched by less than an inch, and having PTSD by being on stage again. But he soon got back into his groove, and in fact went off script for, I believe, half of the entire speech.
So tonight, whether you've supported me in the past or not, I hope you will support me in the future, because I will bring back the American dream. That's what we're going to do. You don't even hear about the American dream anymore. With great humility, I am asking you to be excited about the future of our country. Be excited. Be excited.
It wasn't just a speech. It was a presentation. At one point, he pulled out some charts showing how devastating the effects of the criminal invasion has been by the tens of millions of illegal aliens. And noting this.
Last time I put up that chart, I never really got to look at it. But without that chart, I would not be here today.
In case you've been living under a rock, that's the chart that was displayed at his rally last Saturday, which caused him to turn his head as he was talking about it, which saved his life from that assassin's bullet. The Marxist Democrats and the Operation Mockingbird assets and the media aren't just upset that Donald Trump's still alive. They're also upset that his entire family still backs him. They were hoping that Melania was going to divorce him by now, but there she is, standing by her man. And they were hoping that Ivanka was never going to talk to him again, but she was there. And his 17-year-old granddaughter, Kai Trump, who spoke at the convention the night before.
A lot of people have put my grandpa through hell, and he's still standing.
That really made the libtards mad because they did succeed in scaring Ivanka Trump out of politics and really out of the public eye. But now Donald Trump's 17-year-old granddaughter may want to throw her hat in the ring.
For me, I have a lot of faith in the American people. And I don't know very many men who want to be talked to the way that this man has been talking to men in his audience. I don't know any women, and I know his grandchild was up on the thing, and they're trying to humanize him and change your idea about who this guy is. Don't fall for that.
Trump, he's talking about,
yeah. Yeah.
Talking about Trump.
Yes, because I'm sure Whoopi Goldberg knows Donald Trump's character better than his granddaughter. Surprisingly, CNN's Van Jones has been making some accurate and honest commentary about the convention.
We are like minutes away, minutes away from Hulk Hogan, Dana White, and Donald J.
All right,
Trump.
So who do they want to run against? Let's talk about that.
This spirit that this guy has, you guys think this guy, he's drunk? He's not. This whole thing is like this. And guys, the last time I was in a convention that felt like this was Obama 2008.
Yeah, you know,
there's something happening where...
And to CNN's credit, they are at least at the convention. The same cannot be said for MSNBC, which is pretending that they're there. If you're watching MSNBC's coverage, you would assume that they're in one of the booths where the other networks are overseeing the convention. But in fact, they are in front of a gigantic set of LCD screens, and they're nowhere near Milwaukee, nowhere near the convention. This is totally fake news. Here's Marco Rubio on CNN pointing it out.
So good to see you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
First of all,
and you're actually here live.
We are here live, as opposed to some other networks that just have a big LED. Who shall remain nameless? So
that's because MSNBC didn't want to be confronted by citizen journalists and conservative journalists from smaller and independent platforms, like the great Savannah Hernandez, who found the entire CNN clown crew exiting the convention and then asked them questions that journalists ask criminals, but they walked away like a bunch of cowards. I won't play the clip again. Check my video from Wednesday if you missed it. And don't miss saving 20% off of any of my shirts this weekend from ArcDice.com by using the promo code HEATWAVE20 at the checkout, including the new Fight for Trump shirt, which is now available in a t-shirt, tank top, long sleeve, and a hoodie. So head on over to ArcDice.com or click the link in the description below. Enter the promo code HEATWAVE20 this weekend to save 20% off of everything. And check them out!